Descending the historic Old Castle stairs on the way from Prague Castle to the left bank of the Vltava River, an unusual structure will catch your eye in the middle of a small park between the river and a busy road. The 5.5 meter tall wooden watchtower looks strangely out of place among the 19th century urban architecture. It is an exact replica of a watchtower from a communist-era labor camp near the town of Příbram, southwest of Prague. In the years following the communist takeover in Czechoslovakia in 1948, political prisoners sentenced to forced labor were held in the camp and worked in the nearby uranium mines. The watchtower, a symbol of the oppression of the communist regime, is part of an extensive outdoor exhibition titled We Did Not Give It Up, Stories of the 20th Century, which has just opened in Prague to mark the 20th anniversary of the fall of communism. The exhibition is dedicated to individuals who did not give in. It tells the stories of three generations of people who were ready to stand up to Nazism and communism, to fight injustice and make personal sacrifices. From war veterans to resistance fighters to prisoners jailed by both totalitarian regimes to dissidents and students who witnessed the fall of communism 20 years ago. Speaking at the launch of the project this week, Czech Prime Minister Jan Fischer said that the exhibition will help to overcome an ugly stereotype that we have gradually come to accept and which portrays the Czechs as a people for whom heroism is an alien concept and who have a habit of surrendering without a fight, of living in the grey area in perfect conformity. On 150 panels at various locations in the center of the Czech capital, the exhibition tells the stories of those who did not conform. The main organizer is the civic association Post Bellum, a group of journalists and historians who have been collecting personal testimonies from individuals since 2001. Its chairman, Mikuláš Kroupa, spoke at the unveiling of the exhibition.
This exhibition symbolically begins at Hradčanské square outside Prague Castle with the portraits of people who survived the horrors of World War II, either as fighters in foreign armies or as inmates in Nazi or Soviet concentration camps. There we installed a cattle wagon as a symbol of the 20th century, a symbol that tore families apart and carried people to their death.
Mr. Kropa's association closely cooperates with the Institute for the Study of Totalitarian Regimes, which also helped to put together this latest project. Pavel Žáček is the head of the institute.
We, with our colleagues in our archive, prepared materials for panels about activity of security forces, about heads of security forces, and about active reaction of Czech and Slovak society against communist regime about demonstration. We have many materials which was put in the archive, political police and other security institutions.
At the unveiling, Prime Minister Fischer likened the We Did Not Give It Up exhibition to Stations of the Cross of the Czech Nation. The project has 11 stations around the center of the Czech capital, featuring different periods of 20th century Czech history in chronological order. The mayor of Prague 1, which co-organizes the exhibition, Petr Hejma, describes the route.
This is the open-air exhibition with 11 steps in the center of city of Prague. The trip starts on the Prague Castle in front of the main entrance. There is exhibition of the period on the Second World War. Here is deportation wagon, and after you can go down to the center to the Klarov, that's next to river Vltava. There is exhibition of the period of 50s with the part of the wall of the communist labor camp. After you can go direction to the Wenceslas Square, because Wenceslas Square was the point where was a lot of demonstration, and here was the big police technique against the people who was here demonstrating.
Pavel Žáček from the Institute for the Study of Totalitarian Regimes told me more about his institute's collaboration with the Post Bellum Association on an oral history project.
Actually, it's not only that project. We also cooperate on a Memory of Nation, which is a digital portal. We participate on that project to get interviews with victims of communist regime, with the people who were involved in communist and Nazi era. And we are planning to have a new project for next couple of years.
According to Mr. Žáček, getting information about the past across, especially to the young generation, is what projects like this latest exhibition strive to achieve.
I think it's very important. We are not that institution which is planning and organizing only some special events like conferences somewhere. In the building, we would like to attack the public sphere, and we want to use all kind of our materials, I mean pictures and also original materials of security services and other materials, for example from dissidents, which are in our archive, to use it for to support public discussion and to support this kind of projects, because they are very important. We would like to influence our public and especially a young generation.
Among those who did not give it up, to borrow the title of the outdoor exhibition, is Petr Placák, author and journalist who was an active opponent of the communist regime in the 1980s. He too believes such projects are very important.
Such projects are organized all over the world. I believe it is vital to remember and reflect on the past, and I believe it is crucial for any open society to discuss its own past, especially a past like ours.
Officially starting on October the 29th, the exhibition will be on display in the streets of Prague until November the 23rd. Vzpomínám, když tehda před lety.